こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、アルゼンチンのパタゴニアで史上最大の恐竜の化石が見つかりました。これは白亜紀後期の草食恐竜で、全長40メートル、高さ20メートルで、体重は77トンほどと見られています。地元の農民が偶然砂漠で化石の一部を見つけ、今回の発見に至りました。150個もの骨が見つかり、素晴らしい保存状態ということです。この新種の恐竜の名前はまだ未定です。
The fossilized bones of the largest creature to ever walk the earth have been discovered in Argentina. Based on the size of its thigh bones, the creature was 40 meters long, 20 meters tall, and weighed 77,000 kilograms. This is 7,000 kilograms heavier than the next largest dinosaur, Argentinosaurus. A local farm worker came across the remains in a desert near La Flecha, Patagonia.
So...高さ20メートルっていうと7階建ての建物と同じ高さだって。
So if you fell off its head, you're dead. A head じゃなくても you're dead.
Anywhere near him, you're dead.
Yeah.
超でかいよね。7階建てと同じ、7階建てがだからドゥンドゥンって歩いてるみたいな感じだよ。
Yeah, the weight is pretty impressive.
Yeah. そうだよ。史上最大だって。でもこれが本当に最大かもまだ分かんないからね。すごいよね。
We'll probably find a larger one.
そうで、なんか恐竜の名前で一番でかいみたいな意味の名前がいっぱいあるんだって、もうすでに。だからこの恐竜の名前どうしようみたいな感じでまだ決まってないらしい。もういっぱいいるから。
They need to stop doing that.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
So, I was curious about the weight of this, trying to get a sense of how much 77,000 kilograms really is. And a Hummer, H2.
車の?
Yeah, like those Hummers you see driving around in, I don't know, Doppongi or wherever.
Yeah.
They weigh 3,000 kilograms.
Okay. Chicha.
Right?
Yeah.
The difference between this dinosaur and the next largest dinosaur is...More than two Hummers.
Yeah, 7000 kilos だもんね。77トンって言われてもね、確かになんかもはやでかすぎて想像できないよね。なんて書いてあったっけ、あの象何個分みたいな。忘れちゃった。
Huh?
それもね、でも。
How many elephants?
Yeah. 象何個分って記事には書いてあったんだけど、それもなんかでかすぎてよくわかんない。
How much does an elephant weigh?
I don't know. I don't remember how many elephants.Would be 77 tons.
How much do you think an elephant weighs? If you had to guess.
I don't know. Some tons.
って
分かんないもん。
So this dinosaur is considered a titanosaur, which is a type of enormous sauropod herbivore from the late Cretaceous period.
あの、よく見る。もう本当にでっかい草食恐竜といえばみたいな形だよね。首が長くて、
It's the brontosaurus look.
そうそうそうそうそう。
Even though brontosaurus has been axed.
そうそうそう。ブラキオサウルスとかね、ブロントサウルスとか、そういう、あのまさにジュラシックパークの最初の方のシーンに出てくるような見た目なんだけど、そう、面白いよね。これ農民が、だってね、あのそう写真があるんだけど、この恐竜のthigh bone
with the guy lying next to it.
そうそうそうそう、そう、人が超ちっちゃく見える。しかもこれに、これ骨だから、ここに筋肉がついて皮がついてとかだから、ね、さらにめっちゃでかいっていう。
The science and speculation around what these dinosaurs actually looked like and what features they actually had, because the skeleton only tells us so much. Other features of the dinosaur are sometimes preserved or fossilized, and then there are some other clues, like in the way the bone is. So like that, the fossil is not actually made of bone.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it leaves traces of different qualities. So they think that maybe sauropods had little spines on their feet, for example. One interesting thing about Nigerosaurus is they figured out that Nigerosaurus, which is a type of sauropod, replaces its teeth every 14 days.
Hiya.
So all these dinosaurs...
Wow.
I mean, if you're a dinosaur and you weigh 77,000 kilos,
yeah,
you require a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So these things are just constantly eating these long neck things. Just devouring trees.
So they're
chewing constantly. And so they need new teeth every like 14 days.
忙しすぎる。すごいね。人生で何回歯が生え変わるのじゃあ。
A lot.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. Well, that's lucky too.
It's like dinosaurs do that too. Or not dinosaurs. Sharks do that too. Sharks are another animal that are really, really old. That has this kind of tooth replacement.
Yeah. 人間なんてさ、もう親の歯？何？子供の歯が抜けて親の歯になったら。
Even that's pretty weird if you think about it.
Yeah. But it's... I always feel like it's really inconvenient that we only get this set and then...If you screw it up, it's done. Like, 終わり.
Well, we're only supposed to live. We're only supposed to live.
Like 40 years.
Yeah, like 30 years or something.
Yeah, but still, so, ちょっと足りなくない? もう一回ぐらい生え変わってもいい気がする。
So what's happened is we've kind of gotten to this point in medical and health advancement where we're living so long that we're outlasting our teeth.
Yeah.
So people live so long past what they're supposed to that they just have to...Like my Ojii-chan just told me recently, he's getting ireba.
Ah, okay. So ireba.
But
部分ireば.
I don't know how that stuff works. But he's like some of his teeth in the front are gone now.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he's like, well, they all have to come out before I can get it. So he's like just living with some teeth. It's kind of weird if you think about it.
うちのおじいちゃんもなんか入れてたそのボルトでこうアーティフィシャルティーズを入れるみたいな
Yeah,
yeah it's really intense なんか結構怖かったけど、
Another interesting thing about these titanosaurs is they've evolved to not have toes on their front feet only So just their front feet have no toes
Okay. 人間と逆だね。人間もまあ、
no,
まだあるけど、
toes.
Yeah, we do, but like, あの、退化してるじゃん。足の方は。あんまりいらないから。動かさないし、あんまり。
I think our hands evolved later.
あ、逆に?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, it's weird because...
Because I feel like monkeys とか, their feet, their toes are, you know, more useful than ours.
Yeah.Don't they have like an opposable toe?
What's that?
Like a opposable thumb, except it's a toe. No?
Oh.
Can't they grab stuff with their feet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teka, they can support their weight with their toes. Like upside down from the tree or something.
Yeah.
But there's no way that we can do it.
These titanosaurs were so huge that they're...legs kind of evolved differently than animals that are lighter than that. There's a very specific structure that was required to facilitate that much load bearing. So their feet are kind of shaped like horseshoes.
そうだよね。
They're just stumps with no toes. And some of them have like this one claw.
Okay. いるのそれ?
They just have one little claw on the side or something.
ちょっと恥ずかしい。
It's weird. But there's a whole debate about this claw.
Oh.
Among like archaeologists or dinosaurs.
何に使ってたかみたいなね。
うん。
ちょっと恥ずかしいね、その一本だけ。次、サッカーワールドカップ開催を間近に控え、ブラジル各地の主要都市でワールドカップ開催に反対する抗議デモが激しさを増し、死傷者も出ています。抗議デモには一般庶民やホームレスの人々のほか、警察官や教師、地下鉄職員、公務員、ガードマンなども仕事を休んで参加しています。その結果、交通の麻痺や軍警察のストに乗じた若者が暴徒化し、店舗から商品を略奪するなど被害が飛び火しています。デモは政府がワールドカップにかけている約1兆1000億円の予算や FIFA への税金免除に抗議するものです。 反対派はスタジアム建設の代わりに予算を交通機関の整備や教育、住宅整備、医療制度に回すよう求めています。
Anti-World Cup protests in Brazil have intensified leading up to the World Cup soccer tournament. Organized labor groups have been initiating strikes and other protests for high pay and better working conditions. Additionally, police officers, teachers, security guards, and others have left their posts and engaged in the demonstrations, further contributing to public disorder. Many protesters are unhappy with the government spending in preparation for the World Cup, a staggering 1.1 trillion yen or 11 billion US dollars.
そう、ブラジルの政府はずっと国民にこのワールドカップをやることによってみんなも利益になりますよっていうふうに言ってきたんだけど、まあ、開催間近になるにつれ全然生活が良くなってないんですけどみたいな感じでみんなの不満が噴出してきてこういうことになっていると。で、まあ南米だとねよく見られるけど、そういうストーとかデモとかやってる間に普通の人がまあ暴徒化してスーパーとかからテレビをかさらっていったりとか、もうちょっとあんまりワールドカップに関係ないような、
南米だけじゃないんだけどね。
いや、
Look at after Katrina。
あ、そうね、アメリカもねあるね。アメリカ大陸、まあヨーロッパとかもたまにあるけどね、そういうのが増えてる。まあ1兆1000億円。
Even here it happens or it's happened in the past。
But it's super rare though here.
Relatively, yeah.
Like even during the earthquakes and stuff. So, まあね、学校の先生とか地下鉄職員も参加するぐらいだから結構本当にみんなが怒ってる。で、ブラジルいろんなところにスタジアムがあるから、レシフェとかさ、その他の町にもいっぱいスタジアムを建設してるんだけど、その各地でもデモが行われてるということで、前ゲストに出てくれたマリカがさ、ワールドカップ見にブラジルに行く予定らしくて。
Interesting、
あと多分これ聞いてる人の中にもいると思うんだよね、ブラジルにワールドカップに合わせて行くっていう人。だからちょっと怖いよね。
I was thinking about going actually.
Oh really?
Yeah. I was talking to Misha about it.
Okay.
Yeah.But, yeah, it doesn't look like fun times right now, so I don't know.
ちょっとね、あんまり、
I'd rather go, like, I wouldn't be going for the World Cup if I went, you know? So I'd want everything else to kind of be, I want to see
normal?
Brazil. I don't want to all this, you know?
そうね、
That's not,
そうそう。
I don't know.
そう、まあ、ブラジルの人たちもサッカーは好きなわけであって、別にワールドカップに何か悪いね、思いがあるわけではないんだけど、インタビューとか見てても、だからその政府に対して、まあ、怒ってるっていうことなんで、
ね、This issue hasn't really gotten that much attention in the media until recently, I feel like.
そうだね、まあ結構国内の問題、国内の問題だからっていうのもあると思うけど、
Well, it's the World Cup,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
If that whole thing just falls apart, like,
でもそのさ、なんか政府がさ、お金ないお金ないって言う割には変なところにお金をすごいかけてるっていうのは、まあ、どこの国でもよくあるよね。だから確かに学校とかがすごいボロボロで全然公共施設とかがちゃんと整備されてないのにワールドカップに1兆円出してたら、いやそっち先かよって思う気持ちはなんとなくわかる、yeah. 日本もそうじゃん、年金がなんちゃらとか、あお金ないお金ないってそういう割には他の国に援助として何億円とか何兆円とか上げてたりとかさ、そしたらなんかあるじゃんみたいな、それ使えばいいじゃんって思っちゃうけどね。だから
We talked about this previously
前ね、マミ覚えてなかったけどマイケルよく覚えてたね。
Yeah, about raising bus fares and,
yeah,
and things
yeah, yeah.
like that. People were very unhappy early on, a long, long time ago. But the government there has been pretty stubborn about this.
Yeah,
it's so dumb when the government decides like, no, we disagree. This is how we're going to spend your tax dollars. Like,
yeah,
what?
ね、
shut the fuck up.
ね、
like,
みんなのお金だからね。
That's not how this is supposed to work.
Yeah.みんなのお金だからね。
And the protests intensified as a result of the during the riots, the riot police didn't they kill somebody last year? Didn't somebody die?
今回ももう多分17人ぐらい死亡しましたって書いてあったから。
Yeah, and every time that happens, it's like, okay, well, they're obviously in the wrong, and more people get upset, and it gets even worse and worse.
そうそう、逆に悪化しちゃうからね。でも、yeah, it's really, I don't know, it's really weird that, その例えばワールドカップとかオリンピックをやるとなると、観光客がたくさん来るから、その国の治安を良くしなきゃいけないわけじゃん。普段よりも。Mm-hmm.普段があんまり良くないからそこより良くしなきゃいけないのに普段からさらに悪化してるっていう、
yeah.
でもう来月何日からか分かんないけど私6月からでしょワールドカップってだから今こんななってしかも交通機関が動いてませんとかなるとねどう実際ワールドカップ開催されてからは落ち着くのかそれとも逆に悪化するのかとか分かんないからね
Well a lot of these organized groups that are protestingIncluding the police have said that they're not going to be involved in any of that during the actual World Cup.
Okay. Or so they say now.
That's what they're saying.
まあね、なんか行く人は絶対今超ワクワクしてるからさ、なんかそうみんなが安心して行けるようになってほしいよね。You know, it sucks if you go for the World Cup and if you're like ずっとビクビクしてる like oh.もともとちょっと危ないのにさ、ブラジルなんて。
Yeah.
So, I would love to go, but I don't know.
It seems pretty sketch.
Yeah, right now.
I think the government there should have done a better job of kind of measuring the project before all of this.
Yeah, そうね。だからその先に
You really have to know what the people want.
Yeah, そうね。
If you don't represent that, then you're going to get this kind of resistance.
だからその国のみんながさやりたくないのに政府だけがやりますって勝手に言うってもんでもないじゃん。It's so weird, right? If everyone doesn't want it, but they got it, it's just like, 何やってんの? So, ね、もうちょっと政府。
It's a common theme. We see it a lot.
いやあとそのブラジルっていう国のイメージにも良くないしねこうやってニュースになっちゃうから今まさにこう注目されてるわけだからさもったいないよね、うん、だから Oh well 次、ニューヨーク大学ランゴーン医療センターにはナツメグとクロービスと名付けられた2羽のウサギが常駐しています。アニマルセラピーの一環としてこの2羽はたくさんの患者を癒してきました。アメリカでは病院の他にハーバード、イェール、エモリーなどさまざまな大学で学生のストレスやプレッシャーを軽減するためにアニマルセラピーが行われています。
Nutmeg and Clovis are two four-year-old rabbits that live at the New York UniversityLangone Medical Center as part of a 14-year-old program to help de-stress students. Other universities such as Harvard, Yale, and Emory University are also utilizing animal therapies.
そう、この有名な大学はね、有名だから今名前挙げたけど、多分他にもいろんなとこで、犬をもう大学が所有してて、いつでも会いに行けるか、貸し出しとかもしてたり、あとはそのいろんなオーガナイゼーションが犬を連れて遊びに来る形式とどっちもあるみたいなんだけど、
Seems like you could open a猫カフェ on a university campus.
そうね。
No?
そうそう。でもそれと結構同じような感じで、まあほとんどは、そのロースクールかメディカルスクール、だからお医者さんになりたい人と弁護士になりたい人がだからやっぱその試験とかですごいストレスとかプレッシャーだからそれをちょっとでも軽減するように動物との触れ合いをしてるっていう。あとイギリスだっけ猫に子供が本を読んであげるっていう、子供が本を読むんだけど、
yeah.
一人で読んでも悲しいから猫に本を読んであげるっていう、ちっちゃい子ね、本当3歳4歳とかで、そうするとなんかちっちゃい子ってあんまりその猫に本なんか読んでもしょうがないじゃんとか思わないから素直にこう猫に本を読み聞かせてるんだけど、それも結構アニマルセラピーの一つみたいなのだった。あと前から言ってるけどイギリスでおじいちゃんおばあちゃんのね老人ホームにチキン鶏を持って行ってそこでみんなが鶏の世話をしたりとか、日本だとね アシカだっけのぬいぐるみ、まあ、あれは本物ではないけどを老人ホームで
They read to it?
No, they, no, they like pet it and like talk to it or whatever. It's kind of like
Aibo.
It's like Aibo, so it, you can interact with it.
Have you
of.
ever interacted with Aibo?
Aibo あるよ。あとファービーとかも。でもなんか昔のはあんまりさこう反応とかも良くないからあの
なんか
パターンが決まってるじゃん。
I like the Aibo. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They're not really doing it anymore, are they?
わかんない。でもまあ本物の動物の方が多分まあ一番いいんだろうね。このナツメグとクロービス。
Yeah.
そう絶対あの本当この大きいさ大学こういうイェールとかハーバードとかもやってるぐらいだから、絶対効果あるよね。
I don't know about that. They do a lot of weird stuff at these. They
like,
do fringe science at like Harvard and Yale. Like
yeah, but like あとあれもあるじゃん。イルカとか馬を使ったアニマルセラピーとか。でもだって本当にうちに猫いるだけでもう全然違うもん。あの何ストレス加減がなんかやってること何も変わってないんだけど自分の生活は家に猫いるだけでもう。
Stress 溜まる。
No, 逆だよ。
If I had a cat that was just shitting everywhere.
My cat doesn't shit everywhere. ちゃんとトイレにするよ、猫は。だからそう。
If I had a cat, it would probably shit everywhere. Because it hates me.
Yeah, because you're bullying him. But, そうそう。動物いいよね、やっぱ。あの、だから私、会社でもずっとあの犬か猫飼ってほしいなって言ってたもん。
What do you think of fish?Do you think fish do something?
Fish is okay. 前のオフィスにあの魚いたけど、あのレンタル水槽みたいなのあるじゃん。
Yeah.
会社とかに貸し出して、死んだらもうすぐ新しいのを入れてくれるみたいな。あったけど、It's nice, but it's nice to look at.
Until they die.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to look at, but it doesn't really do anything to me. なんかあんまりやさ、なんかやっぱ、ふわふわじゃないと、こう触れないとさ、ちょっと。
You can pet fish.
What? No, you can't. You're not supposed to.、
Hmm.
あれだよ、やけどみたいになって痛いんだって、人間に触られると。So, no. ダメです。そう、動物は絶対癒される。絶対オフィスとかにも動物を置いた方がいいと思う。あの、なんか部屋みたいなの作ってさ、
猫
オフィスみたいな。
I mean, what if we just started having these animals、in offices and university campuses and everywhere?Everywhere has these animals、that are just kind of
chilling
in a cage, just there for the purpose of relieving our stress.
Oh, they shouldn't be in the cage. That's sad.
Okay, it's still contained, though. It's still, but they can't just go run around outside or anything, right?
Yeah, I guess you have to pick an animal where who's okay with staying at the same place, like cats. Like even wild cats, they don't.Wander around, you know, like whatever kilometers away. They usually stay in the same territory, and that's what they like.
So they're saying that it still has that effect, even if it's not your pet.
So, 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 自分のじゃなくてもいいんだって。
They're like prostitutes.
Kind. No. そうやって言うとさ。
When I was really young, going to public school in the United States.In the classroom, they had a rabbit and they had a snake.
Separately, right?
Separately.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we'd have breaks and then we'd all gather around the animal. Like, we would gather around the snake and this kid would like bring out a mouse and feed the snake in front of all the students.
Oh.
And we'd all be like, whoa. While it's like eating the mouse.
Yeah.
And then we go back to studying.I don't know if that has the same sort of like, I don't know.
癒し効果?
Yeah, that sort of effect, but
it's nice, right?
Like what is, I enjoyed it at the time, but thinking back, it was kind of like,
weird.
It was kind of weird. I thought that was normal, but I guess it's
not normal. Oh, you mean feeding mouse to a snake
at school? Or to have that kind of stuff like in a classroom.
うち全然動物飼ってなかったんだよねうちの学校だから よくさ、うん、なんかウサギの飼育係とか聞くじゃん。だそういうのうちはなかったから羨ましかった。でも動物いいよマジで、なんか絶対いいよ超convincing じゃないけど
Russia has announced a series of punitive measures against the United States in response to the sanctions imposed after the Russian annexation of Crimea. One of these measures is a denial of future use of the International Space Station after the year 2020. Currently, the International Space Station is manned by American and Russian crew, but the only transportation currently available is the Russian Soyuz spacecraft.Since the Russian space, or since the space shuttle, the U.S. space shuttle was retired in 2011. The U.S. planned to continue using the $100 billion International Space Station until at least 2024.
クリミアをめぐりアメリカと対立しているロシアですが、2020年以降、国際宇宙ステーションを利用しないことを発表しました。国際宇宙ステーションはアメリカとロシアの船員によって運営されています。2011年にスペースシャトルが引退してからはロシアのソユーズが唯一の交通手段となっています。アメリカは少なくとも2024年までの利用計画を公表していました。その4年間どうするの？もう行けないじゃん、ソユーズなかったら、right? これ子供の喧嘩だよねマジで。
It's no, I would say that it's more of an adult thing. It's like a breakup. Russia's breaking up with the United States.
Yeah.
Over the sanctions.
But it's sad because このクリミアの問題が勃発した時に、NASA とかさがこう声明とか出して、まあいろいろ地上では起きてるけれども宇宙に関してはロシアとアメリカで協力してやっていきますよみたいなことを最初は言ってたのに結局宇宙にまで派生して、mm. 宇宙に行ってまで同じ喧嘩を繰り広げるっていう残念だね。
Yeah. Well, retiring the space shuttle was probably a bad idea.
そうだね、今となればね。
Like, what are you guys doing retiring the space shuttle when you don't haveanother way to get up there.
Yeah.
Except for the Russians. That、ね、makes no sense. At least wait till Elon Musk is done building his Graviton 、yeah. lifter rocket.
なんかこういう宇宙の開発とかって、まあ、国ももちろんそうなんだけど、結局は人類のプラスになることなわけじゃん。だからそれをこういう政治的なことで阻害されちゃうっていうのはすごい残念。
Yeah, this is aIt's really unfortunate, but it's not surprising. This is not something that was unexpected.
もうなんで仲良くできないかね。本当にさ。
And they've been cooperating on space for a really long time. This is the first time there's really been a conflict like this in decades.
ね。
As far as I know.
Yeah. どうするんだろうね。でも2020年以降じゃアメリカは。In
addition to this, Russia has increased their space budget by $51 billion. I think we talked about it previously, but China has also increased their investment in space quite dramatically. And there's also this new Russia and China Space Alliance.
だからもう NASA いらねえよってことでしょ？
Well, NASA's not doing shit anyways.
もうロシアとチャイナでや
ります。 NASA's been killed off, unfortunately.
Government shutdown の時閉まってたしね。
And
you remember?
What's NASA doing right now? You know? There's no...
予算削られてるからね。
That stuff's expensive. And we're spending, you know, thousands of times more money on military operations that don't make anything better.
ね、どうすんの?
Yeah, it's a mess. Well, one of the, I forget what it was called, but one of the Russian rockets actually exploded recently.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. で、中国に落ちたみたいな言ってたよね、
yeah,
最初。
Which rocket was that?
Ah, わかんない。もうちょっとしか見なかった。I was like, oh yeah, そっかみたいな感じで。
Space is so risky.
It is.
Being an astronaut, like,How many incidents have there been where just the space shuttle disintegrated with the whole crew on it? And it's not just like... It's like these you have a team of, you know, 7-8 people or whatever it is, and they're cream of the crop, absolute geniuses that we handpicked and trained for years and years. They've been training for decades.
Yeah, they're and they
get on the space shuttle and it just disintegrates in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And
then
it's like, oh, some foam hit the wing. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Or some O-ring thing was maladjusted or something.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is no one complains. Like, people know that could happen it's still worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Astronauts
are, you know, they'd be the first ones to tell you that it's worth it.
Yeah. 本当だよ。だから行けても行けない人がそもそも多いわけだし。
But that's not a bad way to go out. Like if I'm gonna die, I'll die on the space shuttle before
I
prefer that to pretty much anything else.
帰り道に死ぬんだったらいいけど、行きだったらちょっと悲しくない？まだ行ってない、
right.
みたいな。
You're right.
どうせなら行ってからの方がいい。
Yeah, I'm only okay if I die on the way back.Not on the way there.
だから結局ピッキー結局ピッキーじゃん。なれない。すごいよね。
次。Charity Ann Johnson, a 34-year-old woman, was arrested after posing as a 15-year-old sophomore at New Life Christian School in Longview, Texas. Charity had enrolled using a fake name, the fake name Charity Stevens.So she kept her first name. Charity Ann Johnson had also told her boyfriend that she was 18 years old.
アメリカ・テキサスで15歳の高校1年生と嘘をついて学校に通っていたとして34歳の女性が逮捕されました。またこの容疑者は交際相手に自分が18歳だと嘘をついていたことも分かりました。年齢差し押すの好きだね、この人。彼氏何歳だったのか知ってる
?23。I think I don't have it written here, but I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
23. He was shocked too.
まあそう
だよ
ね。
When he found out, he was like,
Damn.
Super shocked.
23歳にさ、18歳って嘘つく必要あるかね。せめて20代にしとけばよかったのにね。でもこの人だからすごい若く見えるってことだよね。15歳のふりして学校行くってことは。
So they had a picture of
her?
Of her.
Oh.
Like a selfie thing.
Oh, okay.
And they had a picture of her after she was arrested.
Okay.
Which was like, the arrest picture is like no makeup.
Ah, so
you're
so
wearing
so
like,
so
I don't know, striped clothes or whatever. And they don't look like the same person at all.
Ah,
a
selfie.
So in the comments, people are like, what kind of makeup is she using? Like, they want this girl to like make YouTube videos for
tutorials.
Yeah,
that's so stupid. Demo okay. So she's a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, 本当だ。マグショットと自撮りの写真と別人だね。
Yeah.
確かに自撮りだと、あの頭にピンクのリボンつけてるんだけど、これだとギリ15歳でも確かにいける気がする。でもマグショットだときついからこれ学校でさ友達とかとさだって34歳でしょ学校行ってさ周り全員15歳でしょ
She's big too
Yeah
You can't get that big by the time you're 15 How is that possible?
どうやって話とか合わせんのてか何のためにこれ学校行ってたのもう一回
Make friends I don't know
Or maybe she didn't get to go to school when she was youngerとかそういう悲しいバックグラウンドがあるのかな
I don't know. In fact, like, I kind of think that, yeah, you shouldn't lie about it, but, you know, if you want to go back and learn that stuff, I think people should have the opportunity to redo high school.
Yeah.
I think.
そうね。
I mean, they have, like, the GED or whatever. Don't they have, like, they have something, but an actual...
なんかナイトスクールとかもあるしね、
うん、
その何わざわざ34歳になってから15歳のふりをだって私今27だけど15歳のふりできないさすがにあの
You could if she could do it She looks like She looks 40 in her mugshot
いや見た目の問題じゃなくて見た目は確かに アジア人だし私すっぴんで髪とかもどうにかすればいけるかもしれないけど見た目の、
like、wash it?
Shut up. You're making fun of me. でも見た目の問題じゃなくて会話がもう合わないじゃん、15歳だよ、何の話、なんか初デート、その恋愛の話とかもさ絶対ついていけないし、超疲れそう。 Oh my god, every day you have to mingle with 15 year olds at school when you're 34. 超疲れる。じゃあ会社行った方がマシじゃない。I can't do it、Oh my god, なんか流行り言葉とかもわかんないしさ、 Jesus。 でも彼氏に18歳のふりするのも結構むずいよ、34で年がバレちゃうこといっぱいあるじゃんね。
But the boyfriend was suspicious.
Oh,
actually, so this girl is kind of weird. This Charity Ann Johnson.
Okay.
And she contacted a nonprofit group for women and girls in need, known as What About Us.
Okay.
And spoke to someone by the name of Osariemi Obaseki.
珍しい名前だねこれまた。
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're Japanese. I don't know. But they were talking on the phone, and this girl had called this nonprofit organization for help.
Okay.
But then lied to them about her age as well.
Oh.
And then the woman she was talking to found out and basically just snitched on her. Just gave her up.
Ah, そういうこと？Yeah. それでバレたってこと、
mm-hmm.
え、なんでバレたの？だって電話でしょ？
Because Charity Ann Johnson had actually gone to meet her.
あ、会いに行ったのか。
Yeah.
あ、それでバレたってこと？
Yeah.
まあでバレるよね、多分。なんかだって。
But to speak to someone, it's a non-profit group that's supposed to be helping people.And they've just basically ruined her life. I mean, her life wasn't perfect before that. But
I guess. But why was she calling these people for what kind of help was she asking for?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're at liberty to say.
Ah, そかそか。あ、そか。そこは言えない。That's so weird, though. そこだけ言えないけど、あとはバラすみたいな。
Yeah.
変なの。でも。
So she got arrested not for posing.As this 15-year-old and going to school, but actually, when she lied to the police about her age, because you're not allowed to do that.
そうだよね。で、学校にもう enroll してる時点でね、嘘ついてるか。そっか。で、私も嘘つかれたことある年。
My mom lies to me about her age.
それみんなやるでしょ、お母さんは。もうなんかさ、よくいるよね。34歳で止まってるみたいな。毎年34歳の誕生日みたいな。
Yeah. I forget how old she...has been for like since she entered her mid 30s.
Stopped aging.
But, yeah, I forget where she paused.
何歳なんだろうね今聞いたら。でもさ私も一個だけ嘘つかれて、だから間違いで手違いで年下と付き合っちゃったことある。
Hmm.
でもずっと騙されてて全然知らなくて。
When was this?
10代の時だけど。
うん、
あ2個ぐらい下だったのかな、とか誕生日によってはさほら2つ下になっちゃったりするじゃん、月によっては、
yeah.
で10代の時の2歳差とかって結構でかいじゃん、うん、多分私が19であっちが17とかだったのかな、それを同い年って言われてた。
There's a lot of pressure to not to lie but to be a certain age almost, you know what I mean?Like, age is really significant for some reason in our society. And people make a huge deal out of it, especially in Japan.
日本はね、特にね、
like、
好きだね。
先輩後輩、all that stuff.
年齢を気にするよね。
Especially for women.
うん、そうだね。なんかあの女性に年齢を聞いてはいけませんみたいな。失礼ですみたいな。あれもでも何歳ぐらいから聞いちゃいけないんだろうね。
But even the idea of not dating people that are younger than you and all this other shit is kind of weird. It's just a number, really.
まあ、ある程度大人になればね。
うん。
なんか高校生の時は中学生で結構でかいじゃん差が、
yeah.
1歳差とかでもまあ大人になればねあんまり変わらないよね、
mm. It's kind of weird because we all age at different rates too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。
And some girls are completely mature by the time they're like 14.
Yeah, とか見た目もさうちらの年ぐらいから結構分かれ道じゃない？なんか全然若い見た目の人と急にめっちゃ老けてるじゃんみたいな人とさ No offense, but you know 今そういうクロスロードにいる気がする。
Do you notice that on your Facebook?
No, not in pictures、
huh.
Not in pictures, but if you see them in person なんかやっぱりちょっと wrinkles とかでき始める年じゃんだから
Your Japan humidity theory。
Yes, 本当だよ今まさに夏になってきて湿気が多くなったから今喜んでるもん私肌がラッキーだよ本当日本は
Do you know about red light therapy or like phototherapy?
何それ
I don't know there's like a I don't know that much about it but there's like a weird trend lately where like people have red LEDs shining light on their skin and it's supposed to cause the skin to rejuvenate and become younger.
なんかマイケルたまにこういうさ変な女子力情報みたいなどっから仕入れてくるの？なんかこの間のメンストレーションカップとかさ。
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 女の子しか知らないような謎のテープどっから持ってくるのこれ
？Well, people bring up weird subjects sometimes, and I always remember if I think it's interesting.
もうマイケルにメンストレーションカップの話聞いた時からもう忘れられなくてずっと考えてる
の。You were googling that so much.
だって初めて聞いちょっとこれ聞いてる人にも聞きたいけどさ、あれ日本語でなんて言うんだろうね、生理カップ？がタンポンの代わりにあのシリコンみたいなのでできたカップを中に入れとくっていうね。やつ結構古いんだよね、うん、しかもでヨーロッパでは使ってる人がいますみたいなさ全然聞いたことない
There's a resurgence
of it. 全然聞いたことない
It's supposed to be echo
そうそうそうそうそうエコー
I guess、
うん、エコーまあエコだよねそりゃねあとそのまあ紐が出たりとかしないから見た目もあのそんなに気にしなくていいっていうあのプール行くときとか多分、うん、メリットあるっぽいけど
Can youGo in a pool with that?
うん、多分平気だと思うよ。だって閉じてるから。Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same as tampon.
Mm.
So, まあ男の人はね、確かに想像できない。そうだよね。そうだよね。
If I was a girl, I wouldn't risk it, but I don't know what I'm... I don't know.
マイケルの女子力、女子力情報でした。
次。According to a survey known as the American Journalist in the Digital Age...conducted by the Indiana University School of Journalism, an increasing number of journalists feel that they lack autonomy in their work and tend to believe that journalism is headed in the wrong direction. Here are some of the results of the survey. Most see journalism as going in the wrong direction, and this was 6 out of 10 journalists, or 59.7%. More journalists say that they are independents.The number of those who identified with the Democratic Party dropped nearly 8 percentage points to 28.1%, while the number of journalists closer to the Republican Party decreased from 18% to 7.1%. Perceived job autonomy also dropped. While a majority, or 60% of journalists, said they had almost complete freedom in selecting their stories in 1971, only a third, or 33.6%, said so.In this 2013 study. Also, the journalists are less oriented towards reaching a mass audience, and they use a lot more social media now to stay informed.
インディアナ大学による調査で、アメリカで働く記者の多くが現在のメディアのあり方に疑問を感じていることが分かりました。記者の 59.7% がアメリカのメディアは間違った方向に進んでいると答え、報道内容を自由に選べるかどうかに関しては 33.6% のみがイエスと回答しました。この間ね、マミの記者クラブのラントしたばっかりだけど、mm. それにちょっとつながるものがあるよね。
It's an interesting issue.
そうだね。報道の自由があるっていうのが 33% しかいないっていうのは結構恐ろしいよね。
Mm.
あとの7割はじゃあどうなってんだろう
Yeah, that And more journalists saying they are independent is also pretty interesting.
Mm,
'cause, well, kind of my personal beliefs, but if you're a journalist and you're totally aligned with one of these parties, I think you're probably full of shit.
Mm.
Yeah, and all of this stuff goes into sort of the same package. So these media want to reach the largest, the most massive audience they can, right?
Right.
Well, it's kind of fudgy to work in the middle of two sides and try to nail that mass audience.
Yeah.
It's much easier to just say, these are the views that this show is going to have, and mm. totally align itself with either Republican or Democrat views.
Mm. まあそうね、特にアメリカだとね、あの私はどっち派みたいなのがみんなこうアイデンティティとしてあるからね。
Yeah, and they're completely diametrically opposed.
Mm, yeah.
The sets of ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's there's no way that if you actually think through all these issues that you're just going to align with
どっちか。
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So that's I think that is the wrong direction that journalism appears to be going in for a lot of these journalists, and that's why these journalists are becoming or identifying as independents, because they don't want to, you know, think in that categorical way.
そうね、なんかメディアっていうのはそもそもなんだろう、起きていることを事実としてたくさんの人に伝えるっていうものだったわけじゃん。でも今そうじゃないから、じゃあメディアっていうのは何なんだろうっていう。
It's changing a lot right now. It's yeah. kind of interesting to see, because in the States you have the Democrat media and you have Republican media,
yeah.
and then you have sort of independent mm. media that actually looks at the issues, you know, based on that actual issue rather than kind of deciding a position categorically.
Right.
But those tend to be limited to the internet.
そうだね。まあやっぱりテレビとかになるとスポンサーがね、あの大きいスポンサーとかがつくから、そういうのもあるんだろうけどね。
It's that, and it's also the
まあ audience
reaching a mass audience that way.
Yeah, そうだね。
It's very easy.
なんかでもさ、最近そのやっぱりテレビを見る人が減っていますとか。言うわけじゃん。で、みんなインターネットに移動してますみたいな。
Yeah. But it's very difficult for them to know those numbers, because the way they get numbers for television is complete nonsense.
Yeah.
They only monitor some thousands of boxes and kind of extrapolate the data from there.
Right.
Whereas the data on the internet is real data.
Yeah.
You know, we can track every single download.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね。
So a lot of people think that those TV numbers are just nonsense.
で、なんかそのね、今まで本当にテレビしかなかったから、テレビとか新聞とかしかなかったから、まあ何も考えずそれをみんな見てたわけだけど、
うん、
今ねそういうわけじゃないから。でもこの報道で言うとさ、そう、あの一昨日くらいにさ、六本木のドンキの前くらい、
yeah.
で人が刺されて死んじゃったらしくて、ツイッターとか見るとみんなその話してんだけど、何にもニュースになってないの。だから報道規制かかってんのかなと思ったんだけど。
Well, in this study, they're saying that 78.5% of journalists in the United States are using social media for breaking news. So they're not even going to mainstream media.
だって早いもんね、ツイッターの方が。だからこの六本木のやつも私ツイッターで見て、写真とか上げてるわけよ、みんな。警察がめっちゃいるとか、なんか外国人の若い男の人がタクシーの中で刺されて死んじゃってたらしくて、っていうのをツイッターですごい書いてあるんだけど、全然ニュースになってないから、まあツイッターで見た方が早いよね、もちろんそれは。あと、まあ地震とかもね、ツイッターの方が早いし。
Yeah, there was a study done recently that found that Twitter was pretty much always faster than the government when it came to reporting.
そうだよね。そうだよね。だからなんかあった時すぐツイッター見ちゃう、私も。あの検索しちゃう。その方が絶対早いし、みんなが言ってることの方がなんかわかりやすいじゃん、パッと。
I'd like to see them do a little bit more with that sort of data. Maybe if someone had it where people could report the shindo themselves. Like it was sort of strong or it was really strong or whatever. You'd kind of get like a map of people's actual experience of the earthquake. That might be kind of interesting to look at and compare to the shindo maps that they show on TV.
Yeah, there are a lot of tools that monitor Twitter, like tweets. なんかデモグラフィーとかも出るし、トーンとかも出るし。I used to use them, the software. So I'm sure you can do that kind of stuff too with the earthquakes とか。そう、ツイッター面白いよね。
There's so much free data now, and there's so many ways to use it.
Yeah. しかもだって世界中の人使ってるからね、in different languages. So if you want to get some statistics とか、then it shouldn't be that hard now. Yeah, it's crazy. 分母がすごいもんね。ツイッターとか。こんな大きくなると思わなかったけど。
Twitter?
Yeah. It's like everywhere. Everyone's using it now.
Yeah.
Like even on like TV, like 日本のテレビでもさ、あれ、なんだっけ ?MX だっけ東京テレビかな
They just read tweets now.
そうそうそう。ツイートを皆さんからのツイートって言ってさ、こう読んだり。
We're talking about this survey, but they straight up just read tweets on...
てかね、それは全然面白いしいいと思うんだけど、嫌なのは YouTube とか Vine とかで流行なんかもう何ヶ月も前に流行った動画をテレビでなんかこんなのがありますみたいな、なんかそのまま流してる時。
Yeah, we've complained like, about TV before, but it's so true.
Worse.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Every time I turn on the TV, it's just like, wow, are you serious?
ね、本当に。だから面白い番組何個かあるけど、それは録画して、あとは。
There's so many like blatantly sponsored shows.
Yeah.
Like so blatant, just no shame.
インフォマーシャルみたいな超あるよね。
But it's like
このお布団みたいな。
But they have all those like
games.
Yeah, they're on there. They've all just kind of like, just like yeah, we're doing this thing now.
そう。
It's like guess how much this dish costs from this restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Ah, you're talking about gochi. That's fun though. That's fun. I like that. It's like, ah, これで3600円みたいな。
When they also do like all those apartment renovation and
なんだっけあれ before after?
Yeah.
And like, is it that joke? Sometimes like they make the house like turn into this like complete shit like,Oh my god, it's like it was way better before みたいな。なんか超住みにくそうなんですけど今。
I was watching that and this guy, it was like this,
this 匠の技がなんちゃらみたいなやつでしょ。
This fancy designer was like, instead of having a door here, we just have this removable wall. So that if you want to use the bathroom, you can just remove the wall and
めんどくさ。
walk through here. And it's like,It's like, what?
めんどくさ。
Just install a door. What are you...
Yeah.
What is this shit?
そうそう。そう変なのあるよね。
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... でもそれでも自分のコンテンツならまだいいんだけど。なんか
But the content is so different because it's so blatantly trying to sell you this fucking product.
Yeah.
It's about the product. It's not...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that the people involved aren't talented or aren't funny. They are.But that's just not an environment that's going to bring the best out of these people.
そうだね。特にインフォマーシャルとかはね。
Like they could do so much better.
Yeah. They're like acting and they're not really into it.
There's so many infomercials.
Yeah.
なんかさ、and they're all targeted at the silver market.
Yeah. やっぱさ、うちらもさ、テレビとかずっと見て育ってるから、こう出てる人が演技してる場合ってわかるじゃん。あ、本当はやりたくないんだろうなとか、つまんなそうだけど、今。テンション上げて頑張ってんだなとかが見えちゃうとやっぱちょっとねなんか心がすさむというかさ
yeah, you can
悲しくなっちゃう
You can see it in their face、
ね、すごい疲れてんだろうな
It's like, oh, I can't wait to get paid for this Fuck, this doesn't、
ね、
even taste good
yeah, Why am I doing this? そうだねそうそう
It's so funny
Yeah Well, なんかねどうにかなんないもんかねもうちょっと面白くだから昔テレビ面白かったってみんな言うけどさ
That's just because there was nudity at 1 p.m. or 1 a.m.
Yeah, so much nudity.
It's all gone now.
昔ね。
Now it's just they tease you with these weird onsen programs. It's like, here are girls with towels. They're getting in the onsen.
You can't really see anything.
You have nothing better to do with your life.
あ、でもね、あの、イッテQってあるじゃん。I really like that show. あの、なんか世界に行くやつ。それで、あの、伊藤麻子っていう芸人の人がバディペイントして、もう全部出てるよ、おっぱい。あれ結構珍しい。今のテレビで珍しいと思う。
What?
Yeah, she just does the like full body paint.
Yeah, this.
And she like runs outside and stuff.
I'm not complaining about the body paint thing, but I still think it's a contradiction.
What do you mean?
Oh, that body paint. If I paint my dick and balls and run around, no one's cool with it.
Yeah. え、でも多分ね、dick and balls はダメなんだよね。多分ね、boobs だがギリギリだと思うよね。
I understand.
I know this because I really love this this 芸人伊藤麻子、すごい好きなの。なんか超いい人そうなの。あのマミとコリンさ、マミとコリンさ、あのいい人そうと思ったら好きっていう。
ね、
だからあの人いい人そうだよね。あの人もいい人そうだよねみたいな。そんな感じ。はい。お話以上だよね。
Yep, that's it.
あのこの間ちょうどぴったり1周年で、あのすごいいっぱいメッセージもらったよね、みんなに。 Facebook もそうだし、 Twitter もそうだし、あのありがとうございます。
Thank you,
嬉しい、
everyone.
ね、超優しいみんな。だからこれからも頑張りますね。うん。なんか言わなきゃいけないことあったんだっけ今日。
The T-shirt
あ、そう、T シャツ意外と時間かかりそうっていう感じなので、みんな気長に待っててください。うちら2人しかいないからね、なかなか難しいよね。ちょっと今いろいろあるもんね。
いや、
アプリとか LINE とかなので、ちょっとお待たせしちゃうかもしれないんですけど、気長に、まあ、T シャツだからね、ちょっともうちょっと暑くなってきてからっていう感じで。
いや、yeah, it's T-shirt season, so.
いや、言い訳ですけど、
うん。
あとマミ今日コラム出たんだ、なので読んでください、皆さん。
I'll read it.
Oh, I thought you already read it, and that's why you were making fun of my
I saw what people were saying about it. I haven't had time to actually
read
it.
なんかね、結構みんなにえみたいな言われるかと思ったら、私もやってますみたいな人がいっぱいいて、嬉しかった。
yeah.
地味に嬉しい。 Yes, yes. Okay, というわけでまた木曜日。
Yes.
はい。
以上です。
Okay, bye.
Bye.